Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
And for Roland Martin is April Ryan, White House correspondent and Washington Bureau Chief for the American Urban Radio Networks. Good morning, April.
Good morning, Tom. I'm excited this morning. This morning we have with us author of the best-selling book, The Breakthrough, Politics and Race in the Age of Obama. Our guest has covered six presidential campaigns. She is also the only African-American woman who moderated two vice presidential debates in 2004 and 2008. And in my opinion, she should have been one of those picked to moderate one of the 2012 presidential debates.
Amen.
Amen. Sing it, sister. With us on the ground in Tampa, Florida, the site of the RNC convention, is journalist of journalists, Gwen Ifill of PBS. Good morning, Gwen Ifill.
Hey, April, my sister. How are you?
I'm good, Gwen. How's everything in Tampa right now?
Well, no sign of Isaac. The sun is rising, so I think we're all set for this convention.
Well, you're on the ground. You are on the ground. And we were talking earlier about covering conventions. And it's amazing to me that a lot of African-American journalists are not going to the RNC convention, but they're going to the DNC convention. Let's talk about that.
I think part of the reason is because when you break it down, there are not that many African-American journalists covering national politics. So when there are folks who are local or who cover very specific beats or very specific issues, there are likely to be more of us at a Democratic convention than at a Republican convention. Part of it, you know, you've covered these conventions before, April. You know what happens is they always bring a couple speakers up. I remember being at a convention where Colin Powell spoke, and they kept scanning the crowd, the camera, looking for black faces, and all they came up with was this guy we both know, Michael Frisbee, who at the time worked for the Wall Street Journal, another reporter. They just aren't that. The faces in the crowd are not that diverse at Republican conventions. To his credit, George W. Bush and Caldwell used to always talk about the big tent, but the tent isn't so big anymore.
And you know, George W. Bush, for the two campaigns, received 11% of the black vote, and as well, he also received 9% of the black vote in one election year. And speaking of that 2000 RNC convention, Gwen, remember how the convention opened? It opened with Chaka Khan, and I'll never forget this, Brian McKnight with leather pants dancing on the stage.
I remember rushing into the convention hall so I could dance and then looking around and realizing I was kind of the only person doing it. I looked way across and saw one brother at another TV station who saw me, and we were like, hello.
Well, I hear for everyone who's watching through and listening through our ears and our eyes, we hear the convention is very teched out this year. And the lineup for the convention is set to include Artur Davis, who we had on yesterday.
I heard.
But Mitt Romney goes into the convention with controversy, the Todd Akin, a legitimate rape issue, and the issues of lack of tax return disclosures. And now Romney claims he's concerned with releasing more tax returns because of how much he gave to the Mormon Church. Can he generate momentum to get folks to forget about all of this stuff?
In that room, he can. The reason these folks come to the conventions is because of all the people, they love them in one place. There's going to be a lot of enthusiasm. No one's going to be talking about Todd Akin at this convention. No one's going to be talking about abortion. No one's going to be talking about the issues the candidate doesn't want to talk about. This is group love, as will be the Democratic convention next week. This is not the place to bring in, you know, Solyndra. You're not going to hear that at the Democratic convention. So that's part of what it is. And I think increasingly we're seeing a campaign where both campaigns are speaking to their base and trying to either, you know, get their base to turn out or get the other base to stay home. And this whole fight for independence is going to be less interesting as we watch that happen.
Well, you know, we're your biggest fans around here, Gwen.
Oh, I love you guys. You know I do.
Yeah, I know. You're always listening. And I heard you heard Sybil when she was going off yesterday talking about black journalists not covering the convention.
And she you need to get more black journalists out here doing this job, and then we'll see more of the conventions. That's my pet peeve.
That's the truth.
Well, there's a lot of journalism majors that are graduating from school every day.
I mean,
every year. What happens when you get a journalism a degree in journalism?
You go get a camera and shoot for a website, because not only are black folk having trouble getting jobs, but everyone's having trouble getting journalism jobs. You know, April and I know we're on the lookout all the time for the young talent, trying to bring them along and show them how to be. It's hard out here, but it requires constant vigilance.
And what about the fact, as April has noted, Gwen? Just quickly, in terms of no black representation at the debates, in terms of moderate.
It is a sad thing that there's not more diversity among the moderators. I really enjoy doing it. I'm sad I'm not doing it, but I think the folks who will do it will do a good job.
Very good, Gwen. That's nice. That's very good.
I was going to say, my girl's very political.
Yes, very good, Gwen. Right down the middle.
I cover politics for a reason.
But Gwen, I'm going to put you on the hot seat now. Who do you think is going to win in November?
And I'll put you on it. What are you going to ask me that question, April? What are you talking about, Willis?
Oh, okay.
Good job, April.
Well, thanks, Gwen Ifill. I mean, she's the journalist of journalists. Gwen Ifill of PBS NewsHour. And, Gwen, you got something going on tonight?
Doing a big live show in St. Pete for Washington Week. Can't wait. It's going to be exciting.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much, Gwen Ifill. Take care. See you Sunday.